Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. I'm so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday morning early worship. And I just thank and praise God for everyone that's on our broadcast this morning for our early morning worship service. I just give God praise. I give God glory on today. I honor him today. I give him praise. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his great, great, great goodness. We're going to get ready to have our doxology, and then we're going to go from there. On our radio broadcast this morning. I give God praise. I give him glory this morning. I magnify his holy name on this morning. I thank God this morning for an opportunity to be here. I just thank God this morning. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion, our devotion worship this morning. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to get right on into our testimonial service. God is such a great and good God. I mean, you just don't understand what I'm saying. God is a great and good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We're going to have our scripture reading will be coming from, turn that page. Oh, Psalms 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdue my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thy arrow and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hands of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument often of 10 strings when I sing praise unto thee. I have just read you from Psalms 144, from the first verse to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his most holy word. I just thank and praise God. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus,
would you like to let
Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just giving you praise and giving you glory, just magnifying your holy name on today, just glorifying your name today, God. I just thank you this morning, God, for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for our early morning services, God. In the name of Jesus, I come this morning, first of all, to bind the strong man up this morning. I bind up the strong man this morning, God. I bind the strong man, Lord, every demonic force, every evil spirit, every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every psychic. I bind you now. I cast you out, and I command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you glory today. I give you honor. I magnify your name on today. I glorify your name today. I give you praise, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you this morning to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Just bless this service, God. Bless every member, God. Bless them today, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to remove myself, remove me from myself. Remove me, God, and use me, God, this empty vessel, God. I ask you to use me to preach your word on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove me, God, remove me from myself. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and minister to us on today. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen, and praise God, hallelujah. We're going to get ready. I just thank and praise God today for our testimony and service. I just give God praise. I give him glory. I magnify his holy name on today. God has been so good to me, and he's so worthy to be praised. I just thank God today. He is worthy to be praised. I give God glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise. He woke me up this morning. Matter of fact, he gave me strength, health and strength. I woke up. When he woke me up, I had a sound mind. I just thank God on today for that. I thank God today. He's so worthy to be praised. I give God glory. God is an awesome God. He's such an awesome God. He didn't have to wake me up. Somebody went to bed last night that didn't wake up this morning. We ought to thank and praise God every time our eyes pop open, who we are, who he is in our lives, who he is in our lives. I thank God. I know whose I am and who I am. I thank God on today. I just give God praise and I give him glory today. And I just thank God for a sound mind this morning. I thank God that I'm able to live holy this morning. I just thank God for everything that he does for me. I give God praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise this morning. I praise his name. God is such an awesome God. God is an awesome God. In the name of Jesus, I just praise. This is my testimony this morning. I thank God this morning. I praise God this morning. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty God. I just give him praise. And if y'all don't know nothing else about me, know that I have a testimony, because I'm a living testimony. I'm a walking, talking testimony, because God's been so good to me. Sometimes I don't know which way I'm going, but the Holy Spirit that's down on the inside of me always know. He always know which way to send me, and I thank God for that. I'm telling you, if you do, I don't know who else have a testimony on our worship service this morning. Who else that has a testimony this morning? Because God is a mighty, mighty good God. I just give God all the praise.
I mean, he strengthens me when I'm weak. He builds me up when I'm torn down. What more can I ask for? God is a mighty, mighty good God. I thank God this morning. I give God praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all this morning. And I thank and praise God. But I come to praise his name. You know, it's always a praise down on the inside of me that got to come out. So I just praise God this morning. I praise him this morning. I praise God for his goodness. God is such an awesome God. He's a powerful God. He's a mighty God. And I thank God in the name of Jesus. I give him glory and I give him praise this morning. I give him praise. Amen. I just thank and praise God this morning. That's my testimony this morning. And I know we have a short service this morning. We'll be getting off in about a half hour, 20 minutes to a half hour. But I thank and praise God for our early service. God is just an awesome God. And he's so worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. And I give him glory this morning. We're going to have another song. And then I'm going to go into, we'll go into our, the word of God. Amen. The devil is a liar. What is going on? Amen. I guess myself. I don't know what's going on here. And I don't have time. Because I don't know. Amen.
You start to fight your life so I can see bright, so I can see hope, so I can tell everyone else. You can, you can change my life. You thought I would not see. You clicked me up. You clicked me up. You thought I would not. You set a light, 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 I'm
Everybody, we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. I just give God praise and I give him glory on this morning. He's such an awesome God and a holy God. And I just, you know, I just thank him this morning for everything. God has just been so good to me. I mean, I can't stop doing the things that he called me to do. I just can't stop. God is just so awesome, and I give him glory, and he just to be called an apostle of God is such a privilege and an honor on today. So I'm going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, just empty me of myself, God. Take out of me myself, God. Move self out the way, and let Deborah decrease. And let the Holy Ghost increase and minister this word, God. I don't know anything about this word, God, but Jesus Christ and him crucified. So, Lord, I ask you this morning, God, to teach us. Teach me, minister to me this word of God. I give you the praise and let your anointing fall, God. Let your anointing come. Let them feel your anointing this morning. Let the Spirit of God just flow through these speakers, the airways, God. In the name of Jesus, just touch each one of them. Open our ears of God. Open our minds up. Open our heart, God, that we may receive and be receptive to your word, God. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. I'm just going to tell you this morning, I know nothing of myself. I don't even know where this scripture and stuff come from, but I know it come from God. So I'm just asking you all to be patient with me because I don't know. It's just God who's speaking through me about this word. So we're going to be coming from a couple of scriptures, Proverbs 27 and 2. Proverbs chapter 27, y'all, let me get it right quick. I got it. Let another man's praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. Let me read this again. Let me start from one.
Proverbs 27:1-2. It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Verse 2 says, let another man praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. I don't really even need anything else to talk about but that, because in my subject is how to accept praise. How do we as believers or Christians or preachers or ministers or pastors and apostles and bishops and prophets, how do we accept praise from someone else? How? Because sometimes when people, you get through preaching or people are walk up or text you or call you or walk up to you and say, oh, that was a good word, or you did a good job today, that word was just for me, or and that was blessed, I just thank God for your, for the word of God. When they give you praise, how do you receive it? How do you receive praise from someone else? Because you know sometimes praise is about three steps from pride. I'm going to say that again. Praise is about three steps from pride. So when somebody praise us for being or doing what God called us to do, do we accept that praise for us? Or do we know that it's of the Lord? And it's what God called us to do, is to teach and preach the word of God. So when somebody tell me, commends me, on what God called me to do or what he said to do, I said, well, praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Because we as ministers, preachers, apostles, prophets, even when you prophesy, it's not your word. Because sometimes I don't even know what I say. I don't know what I do when I'm up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that do this, that bring that word forth. It's the Holy Ghost that give you a word, because just up today, I looked at something early this morning, and it was something else. It was something different. So I know it be the Holy Ghost, and it be the Holy Ghost that gives me the scripture. So I thank and praise God that I know I can take praise, because it truly belongs to God. It don't belong to me. None of this belongs to me. This is not my word. I did not write it. This word comes from the Lord. God is the word. The word was God, and the word is God. So I don't have nothing to have my chest stuck out for, because it's all about God and less about me. Oh, you got people that quote these scriptures and know them back and forth, but do they know God? Do they know the Lord? You get these preachers and pastors walking up on this pulpit, on this podium, like they got the whole world in their hands, and they don't, because the whole world was made by God. He created everything. He created each one of us. He created man, period. He created everything. It ain't about us being an apostle, a bishop, a prophet. It ain't about us. How do we handle praise when somebody come up and say, this was a good word. Seemed like you were talking just to me. Oh, girl, look at that lady. She did that apostle, she just preached that word. Yeah, I said it. I didn't say it like I would say it, like Deborah would say it, but the Holy Ghost that's down on the inside of me is the one that speaks this word. I can't even tell it like he tells it. I can't even say it like he said. I can't even mean it like he mean it, because I don't know what I'm talking about. I have to give all the praise to God. He keeps showing me this over and over. He changes my messages every time I get one. I was going to talk about needed a change. I need a change today. That whole thing changed. So I have to give God the praise, because I don't know what I'm saying. It's all on him. It's all about him and less about me. When you say let Deborah decrease, that's what he means. He said, get out of my way so I can use you to speak to my people. I don't care if it's just 6. I don't care if it's just 10. I said, move out of sight. Empty your vessel so the Holy Ghost can lodge in there long enough to get the message across to my people. Now move out the way. So when I pray that God empty me of myself, that the Holy Ghost may take reign and rule of this shell, of this body, that's what I mean. When I get through preaching, people text me and say, oh, you preach today. Oh, you preach today. I'm just a messenger. Ain't nobody. This ain't my word. You know, you don't try to hurt their feelings and go after them like that. But I just say, give God the glory. Give God the praise. Because I ain't nobody to praise. I'm just some dirt. I'm just some dirt. Some dirt without God. But with God, I'm a child of God. So I thank God today that I know how to accept praise. I know how to accept it. Because if some people, when you praise them, they get pride. They get proud. They think they get the big head. They think they're doing it all by themselves and don't have sense enough to know that all of this word in these 66 books, it's all because of the Lord. It all belongs to God, not us. This is our roadmap. This ain't nothing for us to boast about. Nothing. You know, we got all these big fancy robes and big fancy churches and all this edifice and all that, and they empty. Empty. But God wants those that's going to tell the truth. God wants those that's going to accept the praise and pass it on to who it belongs to. Praising us. When the man seen the angel, he fell down. The angel said, get up. Ain't nobody. I'm just a messenger. Now, who do we think we are? We better get it straight. And you ain't got long to do it. Because God used to weaken man's ignorance. But he ain't weakened no more. You're dead if you don't. He's taking them out every day. You better know that God get all the praise. God get all the glory. Every time. Not sometimes. And we got to do what we got to do to bring people into the fold. We got to do what we got to do. We don't get no praise. He called us to do this. We commanded to do this. It's a calling on our life to do this. And we cannot accept that kind of praise. We cannot. Study to show yourself approved. He tell us to study. Study his word. Know it in your heart. Know what you're saying. Know what you're doing. Don't get up there and embarrass me and embarrass yourself. But you can't take no praise. And when somebody do give you a compliment or a commend you on what you did, you still pass it right on to God. Because if it had not been for the Lord, you would have been a prostitute. If it had not been for the Lord, you would have been a pimp. If it had not been for the Lord, you would have been any dirty thing. But God, he rests way down in the miry clay, in the miry pit. Put your feet on the ground. Establish your going. It was God, not you. You couldn't have brought yourself out of nothing. But it all belongs to God. Every praise is to the Lord. Every bit of worship is to the Lord. To the Lord. Not to man, but to God. To God be the glory. Not to man. We ain't nothing without God. But with God, we everything we need to be. And more. So we got to stop taking praise to another different way. Because praise is just a few steps from pride. And pride goes before a fall. A haughty spirit goes before the fall. We don't need that. We don't want that. We don't need it and we don't want it. I don't want nobody praising me like I did something when I preached the word of God, because I ain't did nothing but what God called me to do, what God commanded me to do. I ain't did nothing. We need to sit down somewhere, sit down and study and pray. That's what we need to do. But we ain't learned nothing. We haven't learned anything. But God knows everything. I just thank and praise God on today that he's given me an opportunity. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to say this word. It's a privilege to be a messenger of God. Oh, I may be an apostle. They may have said, okay, you're an apostle. That ain't nothing. A-P-O-S-T-L-E. A number of the word. It ain't going to get me into heaven. I can be a dirty apostle. I can be some kind of stupid apostle. But I want to be a child of the king. I want to be a king's kid. I want to be somebody that love God. I ain't got to have no title. I ain't got to have no denomination. I'm a Jesus person. I'm a Jesus woman. That's who I want to be. That's my title. I don't, all this other stuff I don't have to have. But give me Jesus. I don't need this other stuff. Give me Jesus. And when I get him, I want to obey him. Not to be all boastful and proud of his word. Like I did something, I ain't did nothing. But we got to get that in our head. So I thank God today that he sent his only begotten son to die for me. And I'm not finna take the praise from Jesus. I'm not finna take the praise. Jesus died for my sins out on a cross when he had no sin. He died for me that I may have a right to the tree of life today. You think I want to steal his praise? The devil is a liar. And everybody that stand up behind the podium and take God's praise, gonna have to answer to God. In these last and evil days, God ain't playing. They better sit down somewhere and know that God is watching them. Every move they make, every step they take. I'm so glad that he sent his only begotten son to die for me on the cross. I'm so glad that he raised him up on the third day morning. I'm glad this morning that he died for us. I'm glad, hallelujah, that he got up with all power in his hand. I'm glad today. I'm so glad about it. I wouldn't dare try to take the praise. God is so good to me. God been so good to me. I wouldn't dare think about it. I ain't nobody. I'm not nobody. I thank God today. I don't have to have an armor bearer. I'm bearing arms for God. I thank God. I'm glad today. I'm glad about it today. And I thank and praise him today for his goodness, for his blessings, for his awesomeness, for his love. I need him so much, and you need him. We bind the spirit of pride right now in the name of Jesus, and everything that's connected to pride, everything that's connected to wanting to have somebody praising you. Now, hallelujah, we ain't nobody, but with Christ, we everything. With Christ, we can do all things. I thank God today. I thank him today. I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's the only difference. Ain't nobody else. A sinner saved by grace. Miss Dean, saved by grace. And I thank God. He didn't even have to save me, but he did. And I thank him. I was a sinner saved by grace. Still sin every day. And if I say I don't, I'm a liar. And the truth ain't in me. That's what his words say. This word that men try to take praise for. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They better get somewhere and sit down. So I just thank and praise God for this word. I didn't even know where it come from. But I thank God it came out of the word of God. And every message he give me, I don't care what it sound like. As long as this God giving it to me, I'm going to say it. I'm bold enough to say it, I'm going to do it. And I don't care who don't like it. I'm going to say it for the Lord. It ain't my message. I'm just a messenger. It ain't my word. I'm just a messenger. And I thank God I'm the messenger. It's a privilege and an honor today. I give God praise today. The word of God for the people of God. I just thank and praise God, and I honor him for this word. It's just every time I get ready to, he get ready to use me. I get ready to speak. Whatever I had in my mind, it disappeared. He put whatever he wants in my mind. All I can do is hurry up and write it down before I forget what he said. I mean, the scripture I'm talking about. Because he just speaks through me. It's nothing I'm saying on my own, but it belongs to God. So if somebody get upset with him and not with me, because it ain't mine. It don't belong to me. And I thank God today. Amen. I just thank God. And I hope this word help us. I hope this word help us. I don't just sit up and say things like that. This God, and we better listen. Listen, listen. Be obedient. It's better than sacrifice. Amen, and praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm opening the doors of this ministry, this church, Life Support Outreach Church, the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, the Prayer Room Ministry. If anyone want to join, it's still room at the cross. It's been room for over 2,000 years. It's still room. So this is the doors of the church is open. You can come now. You don't even have to join this church. You can accept the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. And you can find another church to join. I just want to bring you into the fold. You, and you. It's still room at the cross for you. He's waiting with arms wide open. The Lord is good. Amen. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to get ready to close out today. We had a short service today, 45 minutes, which I've already went over. But it's okay. I just thank and praise God. But I'm going to pray for each one of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover every member of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I ask you to cover each member in the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. Cover them, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all about them, all around about them, and protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless their week, Lord. This is the first of the week. I ask you to bless the week, God. Bless them on their jobs. Bless them in their homes. Keep them covered when they go out. Just bless them, God. Let be a blessing to them, the blessing that they stand in need of, Lord. I just thank you on today. Father, I ask you to bless their families, their children, grandchildren, great-grand. Father, I pray for every person on this earth. Father, I ask you to cover your people all over this earth in the blood of Jesus. I don't want to miss one soul, God. I pray for each one of them, God. Not one soul do I want to miss. In the name of Jesus, and I ask you to bless each one of them, every soul that you own, God. In the name of Jesus, be a blessing to them, Lord. And I just thank you for allowing me to pray for the people of God. I just thank you this morning. I thank you. I wouldn't want to do nothing else, nothing better to do but to praise and pray for the people of God. I mean, just giving God glory and praise on today. I magnify your name. I just glorify you today, God. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. And I pray for Brother Harold. I ask you to touch his body, God. You know what he needs, Lord. I ask you right now, God, to breathe into his lungs on today, God, that he may come out of that respirator today, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for him, and I ask everyone else to pray for Brother Harold on today. In the name of Jesus, keep him lifted up till he get out of that hospital. Just keep him lifted up in prayer. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And we're going to get ready to close out. I went over about 5 minutes, but it's okay. I just thank and praise God. I just want everybody to know that I love them and that God loves you. And anytime God give me a message, I got to preach it. Whether it's for, whether we like it or not, I put it like that. So we're going to get ready to close out. God bless each and every one of you. And we'll be right back here on Tuesday for our praise, prayer, and for our Bible class. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a blessed and good day. God bless you. Have a good day. I love you.
Amen. God bless you.